I wandered on until I found a space that looked like it had, until quite recently, been an electronics or dried goods shop. It was now brimming with sheep. Two men watching over them greeted me with curiosity. Sufyan was over 6 feet tall, built like a water tower, with a wide belly and spindly legs. Hafid, with his bulging, veiny neck and sweet eyes set in a flat-nosed, unbreakable face, bore an uncanny resemblance to a fighting sheep. Neither appeared to notice when two young men across the street started pounding one another. When I introduced myself as a writer researching sheep fighting, Sufyan looked faintly disturbed and suggested it wasn't an appropriate sport for women. "Do research on peacocks instead," he sniffed. Nevertheless, they led me around the corner, lifted the clattering shutters of a garage door, and took me inside. Two burly 4-year-old rams rattled their chains and tried to butt at us. The sheep belonged to Hafid. Sufyan had retired from sheep fighting 5 years ago. It was against Islam, he said, to be cruel to animals. Sheep were for slaughter, not sport. Although he had quit, it was clear he couldn't quite leave it behind. He still lived on the margins of the sport, pouring his broad-bellied frame into the same Lacoste tracksuits and Adidas trainers as the other handlers, calling and messaging at all hours to track the ram market, and hosting kebabchis who sometimes drove 500 miles to see a match. He drew the line, though, at watching fights and raising fighters. When a ram turns 3, he is ready to fight, and his trainer shaves him and decorates him with henna. Designs range from the minimalist, a touch of red here and there, to the baroque. I once saw a sheep with a great white shark stenciled on his flank. Another was led out wearing what looked like a freshly skinned cheetah. The ram will toughen with age and experience, peaking around age 7. Lentils and long walks, Sufyan told me, were the key to success. The ram reaches champion status when he has defeated a dozen foes. Then, the sport's most passionate fans will tell you, the mere mention of his name instills fear across all 48 provinces of Algeria. Heated neighborhood and regional rivalries play out on the pitch, with a particularly fierce enmity between sheep from the capital, Algiers, a latecomer to the sport, and the more established and deadly rams of Annaba, birthplace of champions and reigning capital of sheep combat. Sufyan and Hafid started excitedly listing champions' names: Vagabond, Macro, Sirocco. Sufyan caught himself and grew quiet.